After a successful first race in 2017, the Chilkat Challenge Triathlon is back this summer. The nearly 40-mile race takes paddlers, bikers, and runners down the Chilkat River through Haines to Chilkat State Park.
The race, of course, is all about celebrating the river.
That's Gershon Cohen. He's the project director of Alaska Clean Water Advocacy, the organization hosting the race.
Aside from the fact that it's going to be fun, it's a way for us to appreciate as a community what the river provides to this community.
The race consists of three legs, a paddle, a bike, and a run. At 37 miles, the course is a bit longer than last year. Cohen says he expects the number of participants to at least double from 2017.
We're already about double of our registration from last year, and we have 5 weeks to go before the race.
The course is changing slightly.
We'll still start the paddle on the morning of July 1st at Mosquito Lake. And this year, the paddle will go from Mosquito Lake to Clukwan.
There are a few more options for paddling this year. Participants can kayak, canoe, or stand-up paddleboard.
We don't have any takers yet on that. I would personally love to see a stand-up paddleboard go down the Chilkat River.
In Clukwan, racers will get out of their boats and hop on bicycles.
At the parade grounds, they will get off their bikes and start to run. And the run is a little longer this year. The run will go all the way to Chilkat State Park.
Organizers will be borrowing chip readers from June's Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay to make transitions between race legs smoother. Registration closes on June 15th. Participants can sign up in teams or do the whole thing alone. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.